Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios, it's time for Picking with the Pickers. Featuring Vince Gill and his phone numbers of legends. They join Greg Pogue and John Burton as they pick the picks and tell some tales. From college to the NFL, Picking with the Pickers is presented by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. You never know what you're going to get when you're picking with the Pickers.
She witnessed a pick.
And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there.
Was it a scratch or a pick?
If we pick, do we not bleed?
Moses was a picker.
And now, here's your hosts, famous people.
Nearly famous. It is hour number two, Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, right here at the Southern Steak and Oyster. We're presented every day by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bill King Show, our show. Bill was here earlier in the afternoon. Time now for Picking with the Pickers, brought to you by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. Big John, I'm going to let you do the honors of introducing our guest.
Well, it'd be an honor and pleasure to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, our very special guest today is an absolute legend here in Nashville. She is a pillar of this community. She is a timeless wonder. She is one of my favorite human beings on the planet. She's gotten to be, we've gotten to be very good friends. I've had the honor and pleasure of working with her nearly 8 years now. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us here at the Southern Steak and Oyster, News Channel 5 anchor, Vicki Yates. Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen. Vicki, good morning. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
You are the absolute best. And I'm telling you, man, ever since I started doing this show, she, you know, I told her about it, and she's like, well, when am I coming on?
Yeah, he had everybody else on. So I'm like, when do I get
on? We had Rory on while you were away. We had Henry Rothenberg on while you were away. And I came to the studio that day, and she was like, well, when am I coming on? I'm like, whenever you want. You're Vicki Yates. You can come on whenever you want.
Thank you.
It's so great. Vicki and I, I don't know, we have like this unique relationship.
We do.
Right?
We do. Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, we kind of have the same kind of sense of humor. And we started this thing, how long was it? Maybe 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah, at least.
We, for whatever reason, we started speaking to each other in British accents. So every time I see her, it's like a ritual. I see her in the studio, and I always say, oh, hello, darling. And then she responds.
Hello, darling.
Yes.
How are you?
And then we just go back and forth for about 10 minutes speaking in British accents. I don't know where it came from.
I don't either.
We just started doing it, and Rory and Carrie, they just look at us, and like, Bree and everybody just looks at us like, what are these people doing? And we'll talk about, like, Fashion Week. And
exactly.
Just, we'll make up, like, these, you know, it's like we're these fabulous European jet setters from England.
We thought we were going to be invited to the royal wedding, and that didn't happen.
Our dream was to cover the royal wedding from a couple years ago and be in front of Buckingham Palace and be all dressed to the nines and just speak in British accents.
But somehow the station didn't go.
Yeah, they didn't have it in the budget to send us, right?
They were saving up for the trip to Kansas City for
the entire staff.
Yeah, because they knew.
And then
London last year when the Titans played, they didn't send
us. Right. Yeah, what's going on with that?
Maybe they've heard your accents.
Oh, wow.
Vicki, thanks for coming.
Sure, thank you for having me, Greg.
Detroit, right?
I am.
And proud of it?
Proud of it. I haven't been back in a few months, but I'm very proud of it.
Tell me about growing up. I want to know about Vicki Yates. Tell me about...
Yeah, tell us your story.
While John's eating breakfast, tell us your story.
I'll eat my egg whites.
I'll tell us your story.
While you finish your breakfast. These are delicious, by the way.
Everything here is delicious. I'm from Detroit, obviously, and I just kind of was raised during the time of Motown. So Motown was really big when I was a little girl. We actually went to Hitsville, USA, which is where the Motown is located. They were big, but they weren't as big. And I remember I went with my cousin. We were about 8 years old. And Berry Gordy and Smokey Robinson were both there. And we thought we had died and gone to heaven. I mean, we really did. So I've seen Detroit through a lot of changes. You know, they had the riots. We went through the riots. Then Detroit started to take a tumble. And it's just starting to get back on its feet.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the downtown area started to kind of die out,
right.
and people started to move. But they've kind of got a resurgence, and
that's good.
We're excited about that.
Michigan State?
Yes, I am. Spartan. Go green, go white.
When along the way did you think, hey, I want to be in the newspaper, or the news, I'm in the newspaper, the news business, the television
Get
business.
It together, Greg.
Yeah.
Actually, I never wanted to be in television. I wanted to be in advertising because I love to write. I wanted to be a writer. And I decided I'd go into advertising because I thought I could be creative and write at the same time. But once I got into it, I didn't like it. And my counselor said, well, why don't you just transfer to telecommunications? You won't lose your credits. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I did. Whatever. And I did. And one thing led to another. And I found myself doing radio and television and newspapers, actually. And it just kind of took off from there. But I never had a desire to be an anchor woman or to be on TV. That was never my dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was the first big one in Cincinnati? Was that the first big step or back at home, more stuff?
No, after I graduated, I went to Detroit as a production assistant. And then from there, I went to Toledo as a reporter.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Cincinnati. So I guess Cincinnati was the biggest city at that point.
And KDKA in Pittsburgh,
that's right?
I don't know all this, Vicki. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I've actually got it up. And I have a Vicki room at home.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yes, with all the candles and all that.
And all the difference.
Yeah.
And even you got your kids up on the side here.
Well, you're thorough. I'll come by your house.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Of course, you know, you worked Pittsburgh. What?
Yeah, I was in Pittsburgh for, I was there from 2000 to 2008. I worked at, KDKA is the CBS affiliate.
Right.
I worked at the ABC WTAE. And I do not believe our paths crossed when I was there.
No, I was gone by night. I came here in 1990.
Right, right.
Did Chris Clark bring you here? Was it involved with that, obviously?
It was. Well, I don't think he did. I think Tom Urban, the general manager,
Tom did, pretty much
had a lot to do with that. And truthfully, I didn't want to move to Nashville because I had heard only things growing up in Detroit. Like hee-haw.
Yeah, hee-haw.
You know,
hee-haw did us no good.
That was appointment viewing on Saturday nights in the Burton household.
Despair.
Agony on me.
If it weren't for bad luck,
I'd have no luck at all.
That's what I remembered.
Right, and you're thinking,
I don't think so. But they said, no, just come and visit. And once I came to visit, it was like a completely different city from what was in my mind.
Yeah.
And people were so friendly. I remember one time when I was walking down the street and somebody spoke to me and I immediately grabbed my purse thinking they were going to, I did. And I'm like, and they were just speaking. They were just saying good morning.
Right.
And I'm like, oh no, you're not getting my bag.
I had a similar thing when I first moved here. You know, I was getting my stuff, you know, and finally got my stuff settled into where I live. And, I went to the grocery store and I just threw something on. I had like a Syracuse t-shirt on. And I was the same way. You know, I'm from the Northeast.
Right.
You know, we're not used to people being polite and friendly to us. You know, we're used to people being rude and mean. And so I'm sitting there, you know, wherever at the frozen food section, and the guy comes up, hey, buddy, you from Syracuse? I'm like, yeah, man, why? What's up? What do you want to do? You know what I mean? I feel bad all these years later. I would love to see that person and shake his hand and give him a hug and, you know.
Yeah, now he sees you on TV.
That jerk. Oh, man, I know. I feel this big, man. But I think the question you probably get asked, Vicki, the most, right? Nashville now to how it was when you first got here.
Wow.
I mean, I'm going on 8 years. I got here in spring of 2012, and the changes are incredible. I can only imagine what it's been like for you.
Well, 1990, right?
1990.
The late 80s, the Nashville Banner, Tennessee, and of course, was just right up. You did not venture. You didn't venture.
That's true.
Unless you were going to the spaghetti factory on Second Avenue.
You're right.
Didn't come. Well, if you came down here, you had other not good things
in
mind.
Yeah. You weren't trying to find country music.
Yeah.
trying to find something.
You find something.
But it is really the transformation. Just nuts.
It's so different that I was talking to a friend who said, you know, I'm at the point now where I want to tell people, stop, we're full. Please. no more. We can't take it.
Spend your money and then leave.
Stop moving to our city. The cost of living is skyrocketing.
Tulsa's nice this time of year.
Go to Tulsa.
Or Asheville. They rhyme.
Kansas City.
Asheville, Nashville, they rhyme.
One of the things one of the many things that I love and adore about you is the fact that you're the same person, whether you're on the air or off the air. You are exact. I've never seen her have a bad day. I've never seen her without a smile on her face, a pleasant thought in her heart.
Well, this hour's not up yet.
That's true. I mean, you're hanging. You're hanging out with us, but you know, and that's what I think. That's why the viewers love her so much, because people always ask me, you know, what's Vicky like? Is she nice? Is she, you know, is she as nice? You know, off the air, she's on the air, and I say, no, she's nicer. You know what I mean? I kind of stole that from Henry Rothenberg, but that's, I adore you so much. You have, seriously, you know, as you know, I'm a complicated person, right?
I'm a complicated
man, but, you know, there are just certain things that I can talk to her about that I can't talk to other people about, you know, and I cherish that, and I really, really respect that, and I just respect the fact that you are consistent day in and day out.
Thank you.
And I mean, that's a big quality to have in life. I am the most inconsistent person you'll ever meet.
No, you're not. But did you know that he does impressions?
Hasn't brought that out yet.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't brought that. I'm waiting for the right time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, of whom?
Well, he's done numerous singers.
I was crooning yesterday.
Crooning just last night.
I was crooning last night, yeah.
And he does it in their voice.
Does it sound? Now, listen.
It does, no.
You know, a lot of people play golf. That doesn't make them any good at it, okay? you know.
He's very good. I'm serious. He's very good.
Well, you know what we did? You know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announcements came out this week, and the Doobie Brothers got in. So
sure.
Rory and I, during a break, were singing to Vicky. We're singing What a Fool Believes. And so, you know, we were just getting silly with that. So, yeah, I like
to. So you got Michael McDonald down, or was that Rory part?
No, he got Michael McDonald.
All right. Time out. We're not going any further. We need.
He came from somewhere back in her long ago. Sentimental fool dance. See, that's as high as I can go. So. Adam loves it over there. Look at Adam. Look at Adam.
That's just one of many in his repertoire.
So, yeah. Well, I like to cut up a little bit. Yeah. And, you know,
well,
and,
hey, trust me. In June, when we have nothing to talk about, an hour with John and your imitations, okay?
Yeah, and then the other hour will be Jeff in the Burrow.
Yeah.
And then, going scorched earth.
And then the trail behind him. So, but anyway, I guess everybody has certain things that stand out in their mind that they've covered.
Like,
I had the opportunity to have a one-on-one with Muhammad Ali, which is amazing to me. I got to cover Vanderbilt in Maui, so I got to spend a week on Maui at somebody else's cost. Those things, you know, that's rough. But you got to go to the White House and do a one-on-one with Obama.
I did. I was just so excited and just so nervous. And, I mean, every kind of emotion I had was coming up. They told me on a Tuesday, they said, what are you doing Thursday? And I said, my news director said, what are you doing Thursday? And I said, coming here, working? She said, well, would you like to go to Washington, D.C.? And I'm like, okay, for what? And she said, to interview President Obama. And she was in her office, and I was at my desk. And I think within 2 seconds, I had made the distance from my desk to her office. And I said, what are you talking about? And she told me that they had requested that I come and be one of four reporters to interview President Obama.
Wow.
And I was just so thrilled.
Vicky from Nashville. It is nice to meet you.
See, there you go.
He brought
He's got
it
a
out.
Million now.
Nashville's
out.
A
I'm
great city.
You. He's got a million.
You're a
of them.
Legend in the city. I never really tried to do an Obama, and now you
that
know
was
why.
Really good. No, that was good.
But was it in the Oval Office?
It was in the. They call it the diplomat's room.
Okay.
It's the room that when you get off the helicopter, you walk into.
Okay.
And so that's where it was. And I'll make a long story short. They let me go first. There were three guys and myself, and they let me go first. And what they did was they'd set two chairs up against facing each other. And the back door was to my back. And they said, he'll be coming in 5 minutes. And I have my questions, and I'm ready. And I'm like, okay, this is fine. I can do this. And, like, within, I'm like, okay, I think that's been 5 minutes, and he's not here yet. And I'm just kind of sitting there waiting. And the next thing I know, he had leaned over me and said, hello, Vicky, I'm Barack. And I'm like, oh, my Vicky, God.
I'm very.
Exactly.
I'm very tall. I used to play basketball.
I was so stunned because I thought it was sort of like they would have a horn or something right. to say the president has arrived.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. from the United States.
And he just walked in and he shook my hand and he sat across from me and he said, we talked in small talk. He said, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Detroit. And at the end of our interview. Yeah, not that far away.
Here we go.
So at the end of the interview where I didn't make any mistakes on my questions, thank God, I got on my knees that night, he got up and he said, no, I got up because I had to leave and they took my mic off. And he said, do you still have family in Detroit? I said, yeah, my sister. He said, well, tell your sister I said hello. So I said, okay, I will. So as soon as we left, I got on the phone. I'm like, Michelle, guess what?
It's your sister's Michelle.
Yeah. How about that?
Can you do Michelle?
No, I cannot.
You need to work on Michelle.
Yeah, I need to work on Michelle.
What a great story. Vicky Yates is our guest, Picking with the Pickers. We're going to do that later on. That's only an excuse to get people to come
right,
down here.
Right. We just want to talk to you more.
And the Southern Steak and Oysters, where we are. Crazy Charlie back at the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and take a break right now. I want to do this because come back. I follow you on Twitter, and I know how talented your children are, and I know you're doing some media work with your daughter.
A podcast,
and we will talk about that and a lot of different things
sure.
as well. Tori, right?
Tori, yes.
And she's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
She is beautiful.
Thank you.
Here it is, just like her mother.
That's
aww.
Right.
I set myself up for that. How sad.
That is so
sad.
How's that rap song go? She get it from a mama.
Hey, we'll take a break. We're at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Half the time I don't listen.
Just go with it.
Just whatever. Vicky Yates is our guest. More right after this.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
Hey, at least we give an effort once in a while. It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Presented by Omni Nashville Hotel, the Southern Steak and Oysters, where we are this morning, Picking with the Pickers, presented by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. News Channel 5 anchor Vicky Yates is with us. And
hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
It's so wonderful to see you here.
So good to be with you.
That's what we do every day.
On Twitter, at NC5_Vicky Yates.
Yeah.
And that Vicky doesn't have an E on the end.
No, it doesn't.
So, but Vicky Yates, and she does not write tweets in her English accent. So,
no, how do you know that?
I don't. You're right. Tell me what you're doing with your daughter, Tori.
We have been doing a podcast called Wild Wisdom Women. And it's been so much fun. We just kind of, she's the wild, I'm the wisdom, and we're both women. So that's kind of how we came up with the name. My daughter is kind of a free spirit, and she says a lot of things that I can't say. She says a lot of things that I wouldn't say. But I think that's what makes it interesting. And we talk about all kinds of subjects, from popular culture to problems that we have personally to a little bit of everything. But it's been a lot of fun.
She says things that you would like to say, but you can't.
But I can't.
How did it come about?
Well, we have such a good rapport. We would go places, and people would say, you guys need to do something because you work off of each other really well. And so we were like, okay. And we decided... Sounds good.
All right.
So we decided it was easy to do a podcast because you don't have to invest a lot of money and you just sit up and talk to each other. And we literally sit at my dining room table and talk. And that's kind of how it goes.
You surprised at the reaction that it's gotten?
I am.
I mean, because it's, I mean, I watch it. It's,
well,
it's,
thank
it's,
you.
It's funny. Well, it's the mother-daughter dynamic
right.
where you sense the true love, but there's also some give and take there.
Oh, sure.
And you can be incredulous with each other without hurting each other's feelings.
Right. We don't agree with everything about each other. I mean, it's, you know, I have my feelings about things, and she does too, but we at least can kind of talk them out. She's very involved in politics as far as what she likes and who she likes and who she doesn't,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the places where I can't go because of what I do, so I can't go into that. And I don't always agree with what she says, and I think that's important. We're not like just, you know, we're cut from the same cloth, but we're not the same person.
How did your daughter become such a big wrestling fan? She loves pro wrestling.
She does. She's always loved the WWE. She, from when she was in high school,
mm-hmm.
she used to just kind of watch it. I don't know if she watched it online or what, because I don't remember her sitting in front of the television and watching it. But she's just always been a real big WWE fan. And she's gone to a lot of the matches when they come here. She'll go.
Yeah, she goes to WrestleMania every year, I think.
WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And they had a podcast that she and her friends were doing. And it started getting popular. And then people started moving away. And they kind of disbanded it. But, she's always loved wrestling.
Do you know his wrestling background?
I do know his wrestling
background.
Okay,
that was a test question right there. You can't talk to each other in an English accent if you don't know that he once was a sports anchor in Pittsburgh and had an alter ego.
Yeah. Well, I tell the story all the time. I wrestled as myself. But I wrestled for two companies. I was a good guy in one, and I was a bad guy in the other.
Oh.
The good guy, John Burton, wrestling character, is kind of like John Cena, you know, athletic baby face, you know, out there.
Loves everybody.
You know, yeah, loves everybody, and just I'm just a sportscaster. I'm going to give wrestling a try, and with all the people of Pittsburgh behind me, you know, I can do it. Just believe. JB, just believe. The heel John Burton character is like, I'm from New York. You people from Pittsburgh are beneath me, you know. You're all not.
What was your alter ego name?
Big Homie Jonathan Burton.
Big Homie.
Yeah.
Big Homie.
Yep. And I was kind of like a wannabe, you know, hard guy, but like an intelligent hoodlum type guy.
Yeah.
You know, and I would win by any means necessary. I would cheat, and I wrestled this one guy named Strider, who's this good-looking Irish kid, real well-built, and he was really popular.
Sounds like me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
He was like a super, what we call in the business, over baby face. And I wrestled him. I wrestled him as a heel, as a bad guy, and I cheated to win. And I'm telling you, I thought they were going to jump the rails.
Really?
Like, I beat him, but I cheated to do it. And, you know, they were booing me out of the building. They were just like, you know, it was great.
Wrestling fans don't play.
Yeah.
They really don't.
Yeah.
They take it very seriously.
It's the best is when you had him. Our producer, Charlie, was a terrific.
I'm surrounded on this show.
Professional wrestler
John,
as well.
Yeah, our producer, Crazy Charlie. he had several monikers. He was a heel, right?
He was a baby face.
Baby
was,
face.
Yeah.
But he had the white trash.
White trash was his
white
name.
White trash
was his name.
But he was like this lovable guy that would just, you know, he would fight the good fight, but always come up a little bit short, and the fans loved him for it.
Well, Charlie, you can chime in.
Yeah,
I know
I don't want to speak for you, Charlie.
You're hearing us talking. You say hello to Vicky.
Hello, Miss Yates. It's very nice
Charlie.
To meet you over the radio. I'm sorry that I couldn't be there in your presence today. I feel
sorry.
As if I'm somewhat disrespecting you right now by not being there.
Not at all.
Thank you for loaning us your very, very wonderful sportscaster in John Burton. He is
We love him.
One of the most fantastic people ever. The charisma, the charm, the energy, and the talent all there. So we are very
all
happy to have
package.
Him. All in one package.
Sounds like it's going to be the John Burton and Charlie show.
Yeah.
we're working on it.
We were going to wait until after the show to tell you this, Greg.
Yeah, Greg, sorry. We've been working on some things. But
And I'm going to come in and learn how to run the board.
Well, no.
But Adam, our ops manager, just rolled his eyes.
I'll continue running the board while co-hosting. Everything will be fine. But, yes, I was, as Greg just mentioned, my name was White Trash. My entire character can be summed up as the movie character Rudy. I was the undersized guy who fought every day just to have a place there, or a spot, as they call it. I never won anything, but I never walked away from a match. I always had to be carried out because, Vicky, as I told the people, I gave everything I had tonight, and when I lost, I could not even carry my own body weight to the locker room. I became a fan favorite over a couple years. You don't have to win to become a fan favorite.
That's a wonderful run,
and I got to be on television for 5 years, and now I get to hang out with John Burton every day.
Well, we've got a picture of Charlie. He plays hockey. Well, he has been playing with. I don't know where he's going future-wise. He may be a free agent, but
the Mighty Drunks.
The Mighty Drunks. And here's there's Charlie in his.
Oh, Charlie.
I'm showing you. Click on it. Charlie, I'm showing your Twitter picture. To her right now.
Charlie, yes. What happened to your mouth?
Oh, that's just my normal look, Vicky. You know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Some people, Vicky, have classic beauty like yourself. Ruggedly handsome like John Burton. I tend to carry a bloody mouth around with me, and then there's Greg Polk.
Well, I knew that was coming. I already knew. I raised my hand. I knew where that one was headed.
Saw that one in the 7-day forecast?
Yeah, that one strolled down Broadway. thank you, Charlie. So I'm surrounded by two wrestlers.
You are? Wow. Yeah. So are you a referee?
No, I just let them go.
Yeah, because Charlie and I are like a tag team.
Yeah,
like,
I'm afraid.
We're not adversaries. We're in this together.
I'm afraid I'm going to be like the referee. The guy swings at one guy and hits me and knocks me out.
Speaking of referees, how about the guy that knocked over Vrabel last week?
I saw that.
Did you see the video?
Well, and I know that he showed it to the team, and they were all – I mean, he took a shot.
He did. He really did. That was a big, strong – I mean, Vrabel's a big, strong guy.
He said he didn't fall.
Yeah. It looked like it, though.
Yeah, it did.
The guy that hit him was a big, strong guy, too. So, a little bit younger than Mike, but – yeah, so that's...
And younger than me, too.
Well, everybody's younger than you. Oh, I'm sorry.
Not me.
I'm sorry,
you don't win commenting on that. There's no win with that.
Exactly. But, he took a pretty good shot, and so it was nice that he was able to have a lighthearted moment
with his
team, because obviously this week is filled with tension. You know, we're in the locker room the past couple of days. There's media everywhere from out of town. And, you know, I overheard Kenny Vaccaro. He corrected me over the weekend. It's Vaccaro, the Titans' outstanding safety. I overheard him, you know, speaking to a teammate going to the field saying, man, with all this media, I can't even warm up. And I said, hey, if you win Sunday, it's only going to get worse.
Yeah,
man.
Nice problems to have.
Really.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Patriots in January.
Right. Everybody has something about their job they're not crazy about. So, you know, you got a chance to win a world championship, man. So
you've only got a week tops after that. So
if they win Sunday, obviously next week will be, you know, preparations here. But it's still, I mean, everything's just going to increase. And I think Vrabel's done a good job of keeping the team focused, you know, throughout all this. Because they're the talk of the NFL right now, Vicky. Not just here in Nashville. Because everybody, you know, you beat the Patriots and you beat the Ravens back-to-back.
That was amazing.
Everybody's like, whoa, what's going on? Because nationally, not a lot of people pay attention to the Titans.
Yeah, they kind of slept on
Titans. Yeah, ever since, like, the Steve McNair and Eddie George days, they haven't been in the national, you know, NFL fans' consciousness.
That's
now all of a sudden, people want to know, well, what's going on with the Titans?
Right.
Why are they winning these games? And who's this Derrick Henry guy? I remember him when he won the Heisman, but he's a good pro now. You know, people are actually, like, catching up
to
the Tennessee Titans, right?
They are. I think it's great. I'm very optimistic. I do hope they go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to put it out there. I think they're going to win.
We're going to be picking this game in a little bit.
So no spoilers. I'll tell you what. In 2003, when they played the AFC Championship game in Oakland, I was there covering it. I was executive sports editor of the Daily News Journal, David Beauclair, who now writes for Sports Illustrated.
Good friend, good buddy, was our writer
and lead writer on it. So we were out there. So the plan was the Super Bowl's 2 weeks later. Obviously, it's in Oakland. The Super Bowl that year was in San Diego. And so I was going to, if they won, I was going to stay and just drive on to San Diego and get a 2 week work vacation paid for, hanging out in San Diego.
You rent a convertible and the wind blows through your head down the 405.
I love L.A. But
you got more bounce in California.
But then they lose. So I remember I flew back Monday and went to a hockey game that night. And it was like 8 degrees.
Right, back to normal. Right,
these kind of moments. For this franchise, anyway, and for most, don't come along
they
that
sure
often.
They sure don't, so you have to really enjoy them.
Yeah, and when you look at where the Tennessee Titans are, I mean, this could be a very different-looking team. I know you remain optimistic that they will sign Derrick Henry next year.
I would be surprised, because he's now become the face.
Right, we'll see what happens, but he's going to be a free agent. Ryan Tannehill's going to be a free agent. Logan Ryan's going to be a free agent. So when you have this
Jack Conklin,
great point there. So when you have an opportunity to cash in and at least compete for a championship, if not win one, you got to cash in, because next year, tomorrow is not guaranteed.
What happens to Mariota?
Mariota will, his contract will be up, so the Titans' financial commitment to him will be over in March, and he'll be free to, explore other options, maybe go to another team, perhaps as a starter, most likely as a backup, I would guess. But, you talk about a guy you would love to have in your quarterback room, a guy that you know is going to show up on time.
Right.
He's going to work hard. You're not going to get a peep out of him. You're not going to hear about, I think I should be the starter in some, crazy article or something like that. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him.
Yeah, but he needs a change of scenery.
He does need a change of scenery. Just for whatever reason, it didn't work out here.
Right.
But
a bunch of valid ones. What, four offensive coordinators in five years?
Injuries. Wow. Yeah. A lot of head coaches, a lot of offensive coordinators. And, when he had an ability to kind of take a stranglehold of this job, he just didn't get it done.
Well, what's going to happen with him? A team is going to have a quarterback, like going into this year, remember Tannehill was on the free agency market. They signed him as the insurance policy for Mariota.
Right.
Well, Mariota, I could see him being signed as an insurance policy for a suspect quarterback that maybe the team, we need something in case this guy gets hurt or he doesn't deliver.
Or if a team drafts a rookie and they plan to start the rookie, you need a quality veteran to back him up, show him the ropes. And who better than Marcus Mariota? I mean, this is a guy that you would have, date your daughter or your sister.
Marry your daughter.
Right. You would have him babysit your kids. I mean, he's that dude.
Well, but the difference is he was going into this fifth year making $20 million right at it, and was ready for that next big payday. The average quarterback salary right now with this new salary cap, even the average ones are going to be close to $30 million, that 25 to $30 million a year range. The tops are going to be in that 33 to 40 range. So he could have, if he would have made this year stand up, either here or somewhere else, but now he will go somewhere and start out just like Tannehill coming here. He'd get a 1 year. Tannehill bet on himself.
Yep.
Most quarterbacks like that would come here wanting 2 years to as a guarantee. Hey, if I'm going to come there and be the backup, you need to believe in me enough to give me 2 years. He only wanted 1 year because he bet on himself.
Well, they traded for him.
So. But even with that, the 1 year remaining.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good move.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to cash in somewhere.
Yep.
Hopefully here, if you're a Titans fan. But it just speaks to my point, right? We don't know what we don't know. The future's not guaranteed.
That's
so
for sure.
You got to cash in.
You don't know what you don't know.
You don't know what you don't know.
How about that wisdom?
We're going to keep it that way. Vicki Yates is our guest. It is Picking with the Pickers, brought to you by Landmark Bank and Pickers Vodka. We're going to take another break and a few other things, and we're going to do pick these two championship games this weekend.
Right.
And we'll get with that as well. Vicki Yates is our guest. The Southern Steak and the Oyster.
Yoinks.
Now I'm from New York all of a sudden. Anyway,
it's a Southern Steak and Oyster over here.
No, it's Oysters. We got you some Oysters.
Hey, you're talking to me.
Yeah. All right. Charlie, take us to the break.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. One has a face for TV, the other has a face for radio.
We wonder who he's talking
about.
You
are a good-looking dude, man.
Well, thank you, John. It's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Both of you are.
Oh.
Yes, you are.
Charlie, flag that and send it to me. That will be played on a loop in the Vicki room at the house.
Make that a drop.
You want to do a promo for us?
Sure.
All right. You're listening to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show on Nashville Sports Radio.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? Do you want to know what's going on in life? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
It's a mic drop. It's an old man glasses drop. Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Another wrong with Dollar Tree.
Anyway, you look at this Titans run and all the different things through a different lens.
I do.
Than John.
Sure.
Of course, John's on the inside.
Right.
You are out, just the community. What do you sensing right now?
Well, yesterday I actually went to the Titans store because we were doing a big watch party for News Channel 5 coming up on Sunday.
Plug it.
11 o'clock.
Plug it.
Right before the game. I'm just dropping a little bit of knowledge there. But when I went over, I just thought I could pick up a t-shirt. As soon as the doors opened, people came out like ants. I mean, they were just coming. They were all over the place. But what was so great was everybody was helpful to each other. What size are you looking for? I think I saw one over there. Okay,
nice.
I'll go do this.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like a big party. It was like a great camaraderie between everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what's going on. It's bound us together. It's kind of, we've got one good common goal to search for, and I think that's what we're doing.
It's kind of like the Preds run a couple years ago.
Right.
It brought the city together.
Exactly.
Like I'd never seen a city come together. And I've been, you know, for championship runs in Pittsburgh, which is a great sports town.
Sure is.
You know, but it's a very provincial sports town. I think here it's a little bit more welcoming. It's like, you know, oh, you don't know that much about the Titans or hey, let me tell you about it. Here's a t-shirt. Like
right.
You said, everybody's just kind of bringing everybody in, man.
We're still a young pro sports town.
That's true.
By your relative standards, mm-hmm. what, 20, couple, 20,
yeah, about 20,
21.
Right,
yeah,
right.
This is the 20th year since the stadium, obviously.
We're not even old enough to rent a car as a professional sports team.
And we've gone through our first in-season coach firing.
Yeah.
You know, it was all of that. And
Well, Wisenhunt.
Well, that's
ago.
True.
Yeah,
it wasn't I don't even.
Ago.
I've blocked him from my memory.
That was one of the few local media guys he got along with, only because he knew me before in Pittsburgh.
Well, I knew him when he was started at Vanderbilt.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah, anyway, what? Don't. This has been such a good hour.
Sorry about
that.
I'm sorry. My bad.
Some bad blood here. Or what's going on?
No, he was just a jerk when he was the coach here,
okay.
and really didn't have to be.
Right.
This is an opening. This isn't Pittsburgh. This isn't the Northeast.
That's true.
It's not New York, Chicago, Philly,
right.
Boston. You know, we're your friends compared to those cities. But he was just very adversarial. And when you're like that, when you're kind of a jerk and you don't win, we can tolerate you being a jerk. Like Belichick's a jerk, but he wins.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean.
But I think Belichick's jerkness is calculated. I think it's very calculated.
Oh, it's very calculated.
The public persona to his private persona. You've heard this many. How he's just a good old, you know, fun guy to be around and very good sense of humor and everything. But that public persona, Wisenhunt was a jerk everywhere. He'd go to Kroger and he'd be a jerk. You know, so
glad I never met him.
Yeah. Nice. and that's why he was fired.
Yeah.
In
and the fact that he couldn't win.
well,
and the way he was losing too. But my, yeah. we're
yeah. Let's not go off.
We're
on that
in the day, AFC championship
exactly.
week as well. I want Hal to come over here in just a minute or two, but he went up. Are you ready to pick some games? There's only two games to pick.
That's true.
And I know which one you're picking.
You know
one of them already.
You do.
So let's go ahead and make it official.
Okay.
The first game on Saturday is at 2:05. What channel is that on, John?
That's on News Channel 5.
Anything else you want to plug over there?
Sure. You can always visit newschannel5.com. You can download the News Channel 5 mobile app. Take News Channel 5 with you wherever you go. You can visit us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at NC5. You can follow me on Twitter at NC5_John Burton or at John Burton 32. That is also my Instagram handle as well.
See,
it covered it all.
Are we back?
Yes.
We're back.
Now back to the Greg
Now
Bogan.
Back to the show.
Yeah, now back to the show, everybody.
All right. The 49ers right now this morning are 7.5-point favorites over the Green Bay Packers. We'll go with you, Vicky.
I'm going for Green Bay.
Why?
I get a sense that this is their time.
All right. Mm.
I think Green Bay will cover, but I do believe the 49ers will win by a field goal.
All right.
I think they're at home, and I think that will be just enough to get them over the hump. But I expect Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay to play very well in this game.
To keep it close?
Yes.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I'm going to go with the 49ers winning and the Packers covering as well. I think it is going to be, and it wouldn't surprise me. I think that one's going to be a close game.
Okay.
All right, the Chiefs minus 7. It was 7.5. Mm. Some money has come in lately. It's moved it down to 7 right now. So, Vicky, I wonder who you're going to pick.
let me look at my blue suit and figure it out.
The Titans minus 7 to make it official. Who do you pick?
The Titans, of course. I just think they're on a roll. I think they've got it. They're ready to win. They're ready to take it all the way. We've come so close before and dropped the ball, literally. But we're taking it all the way.
Come up short, literally.
Yeah.
A yard short. So I pick now? Me?
It's beauty before age. Yes, go ahead.
So you want me?
Pick the dang thing.
A lot of factors in this game. As Vicky mentioned, Titans are red hot right now. They're brimming with confidence. Been talking to the players all week. Part of me thinks this is Kansas City's year, but I've watched Andy Reid coach his entire career, and I've seen him blow a lot of big playoff games. So with that in mind, I will pick the Titans to win, to cover the spread and win the game outright.
Straight up.
Yeah. I just can't go against the Titans right now.
Well, am I picking with my head? Yes.
Yeah.
I am afraid the bubble burst.
Okay.
I think the Chiefs right now, there's this progression that you take, I think, in professional sports where you get to one level, then you get to the championship level. The Chiefs in this setting were an offsides play away last year from being in the Super Bowl. I think it's their turn. And I not only think the Chiefs will win, but I think they will win by more than 7.
Hmm.
I don't feel good about this one.
I feel you. I mean, it's
well, okay. I'll scoot over.
I feel you, man.
I'll look the other way.
I feel you. Yeah, man. A big part of me agrees with everything you're saying, Greg. But I'm just the Andy Reid factor.
Yeah.
I've just seen this guy blow too many huge playoff games when he had no business losing.
Keep putting yourself in that situation.
The worm's going to turn. Sooner or later, you would think the law of averages. So a big part of me thinks this is Kansas City's year. So we'll see, man. It's going to be great.
As a person who's not involved in any knowing the statistics, how important is it for a team that just says, we're doing this? How important is it just to have drive?
Oh, it'll take you a long way. We've seen some teams that, you know, didn't have great regular season records, you know, just get hot at the right time, kind of what the Titans are doing. And, you know, I saw it with the Giants in 07 and 2011. I covered it with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think we have to go to break now.
Yeah, Charlie's back there screaming at us.
Sorry, Charlie.
What do you do? Take it on through, Charlie, or we'll take that last break? We got enough time. Let's take that last break.
The Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Get in at 615-844-5600.
We got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoos. Crazy Charlie, great job back at the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. The Southern Steak and Oyster, John Burton, Greg Pogue, Adam Johnson on site, and our guest news Channel 5 anchor, Vicki Yates.
Legend, to get it right. Legend.
Thanks for having me.
So great to have you here. So much fun.
And on behalf of Tom Morales, the owner, Hal Buck, the general manager, and a few of us want to present you with a bottle of this wonderful Texas ketchup.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to love it.
I cannot wait to try
You're gonna
this.
Love it.
Seriously.
Like I said, you can put it on anything. You can put it on a burger. You can put it on a steak.
You can put it on a shoe.
You could dip your French fries in it. Like I said, I always pour it on my egg whites in the morning.
Aww.
It's delicious.
Well, thank you.
It's
thank
hard
you
for to describe being here. Because it's like a barbecue sauce and a steak sauce. It's like a little bit of everything.
Yeah. So I cannot wait.
I want to report.
I will report back. I promise you. Thank you so much.
I will see you. I'll follow you on Twitter.
I'll put it on Twitter.
Maybe you can discuss it in your blog with your
daughter. We'll both try it.
Right.
Hey, thanks. Seriously, what all you guys got going on this weekend?
We are going to have the watch party. We've invited a lot of people. Everybody. It's with the city. It's in conjunction with the city. So we're all supposed to meet down on Broadway, where all the fun things happen now. And hope you will show up. We start at 11. I believe it's over at 2 because the game starts at 2, right?
Yeah, 2:05, right.
2:05, yeah.
Right. Well, your party, but they'll have the game on 2-bit
right.
screen.
Yeah, so...
Well,
you don't have to go back home.
Pre-game's over. We're turning the TV off. No.
Right.
And rumor is that if they win, we might stay there until the evening because supposedly the team is going to fly back and make an appearance. That's the rumor.
So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the rumor.
They ought to make an appearance either way.
They should,
really.
Either way. Yeah. We're proud of them no matter what.
I know, because I know win or lose, the fans are going to love to see them and greet them and tell them, hey, thanks for a great season. Thanks for a great ride.
Exactly right.
But, you know, it may not be over.
It may not.
Vicki, thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, darling.
Crazy
Charlie. George Plaster at 2, Johnny Ballpark Franks at 4. Thank you for listening. Have a great day and a great weekend.
See ya.
Bye.